Meseches Kelim, Perek Chaf Hei, Mishnah Beis, Hamardeya, the ox goad. Now bear in mind, this will be relevant in a little bit, the ox goad was a long wooden pole. One end of it had a nail or some other metal spike that would be used to goad the ox. The other end ended in a blade like that on a hoe, like wide, flat blade that you would use to dig out roots. So if you were plowing and you had the ox pulling your plow, you would carry this implement. One end you would use to goad the ox, and the other end, if you saw a root or something that was going to be in the way of the plow, you would dig it up with that, with the hoe end of the ox goad. So, the ox goad, yesh lo achirayim v'saich, it has an exterior and an interior. And this is going to be, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as follows, mishiv l'charchar, within seven tfachim of the blade, umearba ladarvan, or from four tfachim to the point of Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So what he's saying is that if a tame liquid touches the blade, the tuma only spreads as far as from seven tfachim from the blade or seven tfachim from the point. Now, if tuma touches the blade or tuma touches the point, it'll only go those four tfachim or seven tfachim, depending, and not any further than that. And furthermore, if let's say the wooden pole in the middle was 10 tfachim long, so you'd have, 15 tfachim long, let's say. So you take out the 7 tfachim closest to the blade, take out the 4 tfachim closest to the point, so you have 3 tfachim in the middle. Those 3 tfachim are not even mekabel tuma, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Meir says, Ein lahem, they do not have this interior or exterior. And he says further, Lehuskru arba v'shiva, we don't mention this rule of, you know, apparently there was this rule of 4 tfachim from the point and 7 tfachim from the blade, but we only mention him, he says, Ela lashirayim, only for the remnants, meaning if you had an ox goad that got broken in half, you'll recall we had similar halachas previously with other implements, if it got broken into two, as long as there were four tefachim attached to the point, or four tefachim attached to the blade, or seven tefachim attached to the blade, that would be enough for those remnants to still be mekabel tuma. Mishnah Gimel. Midas yayin v'shemen, measuring cups for wine or for oil, v'zaymalitstra, or zaymalitstra, this was essentially a tool, one end ended in a spoon or something for skimming fat off of a soup, although some say it served more like a spatula, and the other end had tines, like a fork, umasanena shel chardal, and a sieve for a strainer for mustard, o mashmer shel yain, a strainer for wine. Yesh lahem acharayim v'seich divrei Rabbi Meir, they have an exterior and an interior, these are the words of Meir. So now what he's referring to is, each of these implements apparently had a metal base. This metal base is similar to you'll see in the bottom of a silver goblet that you might use for Kiddush. If you turned it upside down, you could hold things inside that base. Meir was saying, since that metal base was not used for the main purpose of this keli, anything that touched the metal base, or even the interior of the metal base, that was considered achirayim, the exterior of the keli. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed, and he says, Ein lahem, they do not have achirayim, because these could be used to hold things. Apparently, he held they were considered v'tzaych, and the entire thing was tzaych, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon sort of takes a middle road, and he says, Yesh lahem, they do have an interior and exterior as follows. Nitmu machareihem, if this exterior portion, again, we're talking about the base, became tameh, masha b'seichon tahar, anything that was inside of it, so let's say you had some truma inside of it, and some liquid that was tameh touched the base, and there's some truma inside the base, that truma is still tahar. But the keli v'tzarech lahatpel, you still need to, according to Rabbi Shimon, you still needed to tivel the keli. Again, this tumah that you're getting from the liquid that is tameh midrabanan, that tumah is only midrabanan. So they only limited it to the degree that you have to tivel the keli, but it won't actually make anything inside the keli tameh.